I'm now being joined by Clarksville softball coach Katie Berman, getting set for this regional final here with Southeast Warren. Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Just kind of want to start out by getting your thoughts on the postseason so far. A couple of home wins, 8-3 over Janesville, and then 5-4 over BCLUW. Certainly a closer game here with the Comets back on Friday night, but your thoughts on those first two games to open up the postseason and how you guys kind of been able to, you know, come out on top and, you know, keep on advancing.
Two good wins for us. We played, that was our third time playing Janesville. It's always hard to play a team three times, and they came out, we came out and played really well that game, I think. And then, we played BCLUW, who's also in the south side of our conference, and they were a tough team the first time around. So we knew it was going to be tough. And, we probably played one of our ugliest games that game, and the girls figured out how to pull out with a win, having the errors and the hitting that we had. And so we're just hoping that we left that all behind us in that game. And, you know, I think it showed how strong of a team we really are if we can figure out how to win when we're playing like that. So hopefully we're looking forward to playing a little better at the regional finals.
Yeah, certainly. And when it comes to bouncing back from a game like that, again, a game that you won, but maybe didn't quite perform to the level you were hoping to, you know, what kind of a mindset is it going to take to hopefully bounce back? Because, you know, as you keep going on here, those games are going to get tougher and tougher. And, you know, mistake here and there is probably going to be a whole lot more critical as we go on now.
Yeah. Well, I think the girls are a little more determined now. They know that they can do it, but they know that they're going to have to work pretty hard to do it. So we had practice Sunday morning. We're practicing Monday morning before the game. And then we're going to go down early and practice just, and that's what they requested. They want to get as many reps in as they can. And I think just going in, knowing we have nothing to lose, we're kind of the underdogs, and that kind of makes it fun.
So one more thing here before we talk about Southeast Warren. In the postseason so far here in the two games, Sydney Lovren, 15 strikeouts thrown and just one walk issued in the playoffs so far. So, you know, when you can have a pitcher that's performing at that level, you know, just what does that mean for the team to be able to, you know, have her, you know, obviously it's her first year starting and she's already, you know, excelling here in the postseason.
Yeah, and she's only a sophomore, so I'm really proud of her for doing that. And I do think you know, she's going to have some jitters because it is her first time. And that's totally okay because I think the rest of the team has her back when that happens. But yeah, she's been pitching great. I think BCLUW, she had a few pitches that weren't the best, but she made up for it with some really great defensive plays. I think she had like two double plays that game. But yeah, really, really proud of her. And I think that she'll come pretty focused this last game.
All right, so Southeast Warren, a team that's 22-2 on the season. You beat them in the first round of the state tournament last year. And I know just based on, you know, last year's game and looking back at some things here, they were a young team last year. A lot of the same players this year, aside from a few that graduated. Just your thoughts on this team when it comes to, you know, kind of scouting these guys. And obviously there's going to be some familiarity on both sides having played each other last year.
Yeah, they're really hard to scout since they're about 3 hours away. I don't know many of the teams they played. I've been kind of looking unbound, but I do think that they are a very good team. They've only lost twice this year and they don't give up many runs in any of the games that they've played. And they beat Martinsdale St. Mary's kind of at the beginning of the season. So they are definitely nobody to take lightly. And yeah, I think they're just a very quick team. Yeah, I think they'll be tough. They'll come ready to play.
And you had mentioned, you know, you're going to be sitting on the bus for just about 3 hours, right? Yeah, I know you went to Dubuque earlier this year, had that game canceled. That was a longer trip, but is this maybe one of the longer road trips in Clarksville softball history, you think?
Yeah, I think this is definitely the longest. They were not on our radar to be in our bracket, but we'll figure it out. I think we played Roland Story last week. Just to kind of get ready for a long bus drive, getting off and then going right into a varsity game. So I think hopefully that will help us.
All right. My last question for you here, when it comes down to it, keys to victory, what's got to go right for you guys to be able to come out on top and advance, back to the state tournament?
I think just playing our best game. Hopefully we got all the kinks out in the first two rounds of regionals. And just being consistent. And our motto this year is to be resilient, which we have definitely shown in the postseason. No matter if we're down or if it's a close game, just figuring out ways to score and hopefully come ahead.
All right, Clarksville softball coach Katie Berman, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck here against Southeast Warren, and we'll catch you down there.
Thank you so much.
More pregame coverage is coming up next.